is beginning to rain, 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 in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my Spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky, it's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. What a wonderful line from one of the great hymns of the faith entitled, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Friends, this is Tex Mars. You're listening to Bible Home Church. We're going to continue our series today on Beware the Dead Sea Scrolls. You see, we believe wholly, totally, and surely on God's Word. The King James Bible. You know, God said He would preserve His Word forever. He would keep it pure, and it is. I believe God. That's the real question today. Not what Bible you believe in, really, but do you believe that God preserved His Word? And if so, well, there couldn't be hundreds of Bibles out there, because they're each different than the other. There must be a true Bible, and there is the King James Bible. You know, we've had many, many sermons and talks about that and given proofs and documentation of what we say. But one of the ways they've sought to pollute this great work of the Lord, the Holy Bible, is to claim that they have found certain documents hidden in caves in the Holy Land. The Essene sect, they say, that existed about the time of Jesus, a very strict Orthodox Jewish sect, had these Bibles, and they found little fragments of documents, and by meticulously piecing them together over many decades now, they say they need to correct some of the things in the Bible, these archaeologists and these researchers. Now, as you are going to be learning from this series that you'll be listening to each week, you'll find out that it was the Catholic Jesuit Order, or it is the Catholic Jesuit Order, and the Jewish Antiquities Commission, in other words, a government agency of the State of Israel, that are the ones doing all the research on the Dead Sea Scrolls. So if you can believe the Jews and the Jesuits, we need to change our Bible. But that's why it's a bunch of baloney. And that's what we say here at Bible Home Church, and we prove it. And you need to listen to this series. Meanwhile, I want to tell you something, my friends. We appreciate the letters that we've been getting from you and the financial gifts that you're giving to this ministry, Bible Home Church, so we can continue our work. Now, you join Bible Home Church, and you can be a member, an associate member of Bible Home Church, but have you noticed we never bill you? Somebody was telling me recently they belong to a Church of Christ in Oklahoma. And every year, right after, you know, 1040 tax time, church elders visit every member of the church. And they're required to show their financial document, their 1040 tax return and such, so the church can see how much money they have. And the church requires each one of them, you know, to give a 10% pledge and make sure they give it by, you know, the end of the year. You have to give 10% of your income to that church. This is a Church of Christ now. And they have church elders that come and they want to see your documentation to make sure you're really giving 10%. You know, friends, that's simply wrong. A lot of people have asked me, should I give 10%? If that's what God tells you to give, you better give it. Some people say, well, but that was in the Old Testament. Well, okay, that was Old Testament. Then give 20% for the New Testament covenant. You see, you get yourself into a jam here, you know, trying to be specific with God and trying to outthink the Lord. No, I'm not telling you a specific amount to give at all. But you know when to give. Your heart calls out for it. I will say this. I know of a few instances where people have given so much that they actually defrauded their own family. I think that's wrong too. You know, if a man does not take care of his family, you know what the Bible says? He's worse than an infidel. I didn't say he was an infidel. He's worse than an infidel. Boy, I tell you. And there are a lot of people out there that are worse than infidels today. And that's shameful. You know, the Bible's pretty strict. Even Paul said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Wow. If that's the truth, there'd be millions of people getting welfare money that just don't eat. They'd starve to death. Well, I think they would start working before they would starve, don't you, my friends? But see, we don't run the government the way the Bible tells us to. If we did, it'd be a lot better off, wouldn't it? In fact, I don't think there'd even be government welfare if we were truly Christians and we were truly the Christian church instead of the Christian establishment. Well, here at Bible Home Church, we stick right by the King James Bible. We do. And you know another thing that we do? We have good, beautiful music. Here's, in a moment, we're going to play from the Statlers, the gospel group, a beautiful tune. This is a real old favorite. This is In the Garden. From the time I was a little kid, I loved this tune. I think you'll like it too. And then right after that, we'll have our sermon for today, our continuing series on Beware the Dead Sea Scrolls. I'm Pastor Tex Morris.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses.
Now, three other priests were involved in the deciphering of the Dead Sea Scrolls. All three of those priests were Jesuit priests. Now, you know from the various intelligence examiners that I have issued over the past months, I've exposed the Jesuit order and their black pope.
as a very evil group. And here we have the Jesuit order having the dominant representation on this committee that was assigned the task of deciphering and releasing to the public the meaning of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And it was, of course, headed by a Dominican father, Roland Duval. Now, sometimes after Duval left, a man named John Strugnell, also a Catholic, was given the commission of heading up this committee. Mr. Strugnell was fired from his post, however, in 1990 when it was alleged that he was an anti-Semite and had made statements saying that the Jewish religion was a quote-unquote horrible religion. Now, you might say, well, the Jews certainly would have never agreed that Mr. Strugnell be appointed to head up the Dead Sea Scrolls research. But you see, Professor Strugnell, in fact, was known by the Jews who were involved in this project to have an anti-Semitic mindset. Now, you read from the newspaper, the British newspaper Independent, of December 12, 1990, which quoted the curator of the Shrine of the Book, the Israeli group, heads up the Antiquities Department, responsible for the research into the Dead Sea Scrolls. Mr. Megan Broshi said that he had known of Professor Strugnell's anti-Semitism, so-called, for 20 years. In fact, Mr. Broshi said that Strugnell's predecessor, the Dominican father Roland Duval, was also anti-Semite. Now, what very strange colleagues. He knew that these people were anti-Semite, and yet he had no opposition for 20 years in the case of Mr. Strugnell or Professor Strugnell heading up the Dead Sea Scrolls project. What a strange thing that the Jewish man in charge of this project, cooperating with the Catholic, Jesuit, and Dominican priest responsible for the project, it seemed to be so chummy that they didn't mind anti-Semitism. It didn't seem to be a problem for them. Now, we'll get more into this in just a moment. Now, I want you to understand what we're talking about then with the Dead Sea Scrolls is a connection with the wealthy Rockefeller and Rothschild dynasties. This is the same clique that gave us the United Nations and the Trilateral Commission. We see, too, that the scholars, however, appear to be part of the Vatican network, and yet they were approved by the Israeli authorities. And for 4 decades, these people have worked on the Dead Sea Scrolls. Certainly from 1947 up to 1994, they continued to work on these scrolls, well over 3 decades and going on 4. At the same time, for years, these so-called scholars were criticized because they would not release the scrolls to the public or to other scholars. So it was simply a little tiny band put in charge by the government of Israel and by the Rockefeller Museum, who refused to release their findings and even refused to release pictures of the scrolls to the general public. Now, why was the general public denied access for so long? Until finally, in 1991, a group called the Huntington Library out in California, which just happened to have photographs of the scrolls, which supposedly it had agreed not to release to the public, suddenly decided on their own, without authority from the Rockefeller Museum or the Shrine of the Book, Antiquities Department back in Jerusalem, released these to the public. The question is, who is the Huntington Library in California? Who owns the Huntington Library in California? Do the Rockefellers have something to do with it? Are they the ones that gave the order to release finally the scrolls? And why now, after all of these years, have the Dead Sea Scrolls been released to the public? Are what we are seeing truly the scrolls? Are they fictitious documents, manufactured? Can they really be dated back to the time of Jesus? We shall see. Now, I want you to understand the possibility definitely exists of fakes here. Remember this. Remember, it was just a few years ago that a man came out with a book that was reported to be the autobiography of billionaire Howard Hughes here in America. And Howard Hughes, at least his voice, came out of hiding in Las Vegas and said, no, I did not give or grant interviews to this author. I believe the author's name was Clifford Irving, if my memory serves me correctly. But Mr. Hughes said, these are fakes. This is a fake biography or autobiography of me. And the author then was exposed and later did a prison term for that and other hoaxes. Now, at the same time, it was only a few years ago that a man in Germany claimed that he had found the lost diaries of Adolf Hitler. Obviously, these would be worth millions of dollars if you could come up with Hitler's diary, in his own words, unraveling the mindset of this paranoid man who had caused misery and death to so many in the flames of World War II. And it was that a great British historian and a person who was supposedly an expert at deciphering handwriting traveled to Germany and verified the Hitler diaries as authentic and genuine. And so here was a man who had supposedly found these diaries in East Germany and was going to make millions. They were released and they were printed in the Der Spiegel, which is sort of like our Time or Life magazines. And they were to be serialized in various magazines and around the world to be published, millions of dollars involved. And even with experts, handwriting experts, historians saying, yes, these were genuine, within a few short months, it was determined that they were indeed hoaxes. They were fakes. And the man who had come up with the diaries was forced to admit that it was a scam on the public. Now remember, in our very lifetimes, these things have come about.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.